This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Trump's successes will continue. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Success breeds success. When you know how to be successful, you understand what it takes to sustain it. I talked about Donald Trump, his sustainability of rock star status in the previous hour in the last segment. I was talking about how Barack Obama started at the top, faded, and he's faded into oblivion, into obscurity. If it weren't for the level of investment that the elitists in the Democratic Party put into Barack Obama, they would be running away from that guy. But no, they've got too much invested in him, so they've got to pretend that he's relevant, that he matters. But I've given you plenty of evidence. Go back and listen to the podcast. But I've given you plenty of evidence as to how Barack Obama's not popular at all. And I'll talk more about that. Anyway, Donald Trump has sustainability. He has success. He knows what it takes to be successful. There, I'm convinced there's not an area in this country where Donald Trump isn't looking at the short-term benefit, the return on investment, and the long-term return on investment for this country. Whether you're dealing with immigration and building the wall, he says, we're going to take money out of this budget. We're going to build the wall. The short-term investment is going to stop the flow. It's going to create, bring back millions of dollars in the short term. But in the long term, by not allowing millions of illegals to come into this country, it's going to be worth trillions of this economy. He's looking at the short-term gain of the trade policy, the devaluation of money, the dollar, the currency, or the manipulation, I should say, of currency on world markets. He's looking at what it costs to prevent war versus what it costs to not be prepared and have to go fight it. And have to go fight it. Did I say not fight it or fight it? Either way, you know what I'm talking about. The cost of prevention. Prevention, what they say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That's why he's beefing up the military. That's why he's sending out the note to the world. Look, we are going to be the military leader. We don't want to fight you, but if we have to, we're going to fight to win. An ounce of prevention. Donald Trump knows how to continue winning, short term and long term. He'll lose a battle or two, but he'll win the war. And that's what he's putting out to everybody. He's talking about, bringing. There's nothing that Donald Trump has talked about that does not only have the short term gain, but the long term. Even the cultural gains. Bringing back capitalism. And I don't know what he's doing in that area just yet, but I'll tell you this, opportunity zones and getting the social justice agenda out of schools by saying you're going to have free speech in these colleges and universities or we're going to pull the money, short term and long term. What's going on with Iran? They better off or worse? Let me answer. It's worse. Iran is closer to coming around under Trump in less than his first term than Barack Obama could have ever done. You could have let Barack Obama have 15 presidencies, and he still wouldn't have made any change. Same with North Korea. What about Russia and Putin? Do you really believe that people think that Donald Trump is a puppet of Putin? It's ridiculous. Of course he's not a puppet of Putin. Putin is his one. Let me put it this way. If there's a spooning, Donald Trump is big spoon, okay? Xi in China. Other than Donald Trump doing what he's supposed to do to make him look good to his people, he is manhandling Xi. There is no country that is taking advantage of the United States now. Not one. And they may still be getting over in terms of the old stuff, but Donald Trump has cut their trade. He has said, in no uncertain terms, you're not going to be keep pushing us around. And not, let me tell you, we Republicans, we love it. But so do the Democrats. Let me tell you, in behind the scenes, in these Hollywood enclaves, these leftist enclaves, they are talking about, you know what? I can't stand the guy. I hate this or that. But I got to tell you, I love my portfolio. I love my job, ability to go get another job. I love the raise I got. I love the feeling that's coming in this country because of what this guy's doing. They love it. They have no choice but to love it. Anyway, let's talk about some fundraising. Let's see. They hauled in $60.5 million in January. They doubled the Democrats' party take of $15 million. They said, the team headed by party chief Ron McDaniel received $27.2 million, a record for January. Trump's campaign and its groups doubled that for a total of $60.5 million. Record-breaking support for this president and his policies continues to grow as we head full force into the presidential election year. Across the country, Americans are choosing President Trump's record over Democrats' divided field of contenders, rather, with no vision for the country. They are ready for four more years of the great American comeback he has started. Brad Parscale told us, President Trump's campaign and the RNC continue to be fundraising juggernauts. Thanks to President Trump's record of success, more Americans are showing support than ever before. The RNC, $27.2 million. Trump campaign and its committees, $33.3 million. Receipts for the 2019-20 cycle across all entities, $525 million. Total cash on hand, all entities, $200.4 million. You know what the Democrats are doing? They're still funding these other campaigns. Now they got to make a decision. Do we solidify around Bernie Sanders? Let me ask you, what do you think Putin would do to Bernie Sanders? How do you think Kim Jong-un will deal with Bernie Sanders? What do you think Iran's going to think of Bernie Sanders? How do you think the G7 negotiating team is going to think of Bernie Sanders? And I could go on. Sanders is a joke. The Democrats know it. We certainly know it. I've said all show, if I were a Democrat and this were my candidate, I would be embarrassed to say it. Don't think you're the only ones thinking it and I'm the only one thinking it. You better know Democrats are embarrassed that Bernie Sanders may very well be their candidate. What I tell you next about Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Been talking about the black vote for some time. Many of the things that are about to occur on our team and others, one of our projects is being led by Chris Harris, and it has to do with the Civil Rights Act of 1866 as it pertains to the 14th Amendment and working with the president and his team indirectly to bring this to the attention that the left have essentially bastardized the idea of the 14th Amendment. They've made a joke of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments that were the only amendments dedicated to a group of people, black folks. Now it's being used by everybody. You know, Anchor Babies are using the 14th Amendment to say Anchor Babies is the reason for that. It's ridiculous. So we're working to change that narrative. And you can see the evidence of the black vote shifting. You can see it. And here's what I'll tell you. Joe Biden ran his campaign on the idea that he was Barack Obama's vice president. Barack and I. And it's going nowhere. Bloomberg has already said Obamacare sucked and ruined health care for America. People are not falling in line for this stuff. Look at every black candidate who looked exactly like Barack Obama. Cory Booker, senator, junior senator from New Jersey. Kamala Harris, junior senator from California. Deval Patrick, former governor of Massachusetts. And Wayne Messam, who's just the nobody. But there were four black candidates running in the election. They're all gone. Three of them light-skinned Negroes with no Negro dialects and who had amazing pedigrees, two of whom had pedigrees very similar to Barack Obama, junior senators. Junior senators from supposedly blue states. And they couldn't get it done. So what is that saying about the Democratic Party in general? Are they over the hype of Barack Obama? The short answer is yes, they are. They've been over it. They were over it in 2012. Technically, they were over it in 2010. But it continued because they got to live the lie. They got to promote the narrative. Barack Obama, he got the biggest book deal in history. I wonder how. Nobody's willing to tackle the subject, but Penguin, Random House, Pearson, they get massive book deals, and then they feasted during the time of Obama. They give him a $65 million contract, somewhere along those lines, $50 to $65 million. You think they're going to sell that many books? You think people are that interested in the Obama? There are warehouses full of this book, or they never made them, because there's not that much interest in the Obamas, despite the media hype. The reason why they don't put Melania and the president on covers of magazines is because they are a good-looking, successful couple. They are the closest thing you're going to get to American royalty, and the left knows it. If they start sticking them on the covers of stuff, Donald Trump and Melania Trump will be in history as the most amazing power couple since the Kennedys. And quite frankly, they will be even bigger. And everybody knows it. They don't want you to know it. What they want you to believe is Trump is a racist. The guy who is about to absolutely blow a hole in the fabric of the Democratic Party when he starts talking about protecting the 14th Amendment as it pertains to black folks. But I want to talk about what Politico said of Obama. It was a scathing rebuke. Here's what they wrote. Obama gets mostly failing grades from historically black colleges. On the eve of his commencement address at Howard University, Obama continues to get poor marks from many leaders of the nation's 100-plus historically black colleges and universities. He's running out of time to change their perspectives. They say the Ivy League-educated professional president has shown scant understanding of the challenges that their schools face. And charge he has kept them at arm's length during his presidency. Giving a speech at the end of an 8-year term during which the schools were permanently damaged doesn't make up for it, says Johnny C. Taylor, Jr., president of the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, an organization that advocates for HBCUs. Many blacks feel this way about Obama, folks, whether they admit it or not. What did Donald Trump do? The very first thing he did was he invited the presidents of these HBCUs to come to the White House. And then he told them his commitment to making sure that they survived. Are they going to have to change their business plans, business models? Absolutely. But he says, I'm committed to your survival, gave them more money than Obama. And my suspicion is we'll work with them to make sure that all this stuff really improves. That they can keep their student bodies. These different colleges are losing student body at alarming rates. They're having to combine and do all kinds of things. And Donald Trump says, you know what, we're going to look at this. Then Garrett mentioned the passage of the First Step Act, the guy that wrote this article. Again, another legislative effort Obama overlooked. The first step focuses on helping inmates re-enter society, slow the recidivism rate, and here's what Garrett said about it. It can be fairly said that this administration, because of President Trump's quiet prodding, has done quite a bit for the funding of historically colleges and universities. The First Step Act, which was a massive first step towards criminal justice reform. He's giving him credit for two things that Obama essentially neglected or kept at arm's length. Trump didn't just pass the First Step Act, folks. He passed the Second Chance Act, too. And Garrett alluded to this, and here's what he said. Just a couple of weeks ago in this newly signed defense bill, there is a law that says if you are seeking work for a federal government or any from a federal government or any contract, you don't have to be asked. You can't be asked about your criminal history until right towards the end. That's a significant change long sought by criminal justice advocates. Plus, opportunities owned in the tax bill directed at communities of color. And he concluded his comments by saying this: that is a legacy on the agenda side that almost any president after 3 years would want to claim. In the case of Obama, he accomplished nothing for blacks after two full terms. You're going to hear people starting to admit this more and more, and they're going to start extolling the virtues of the person that you put into office. And let me tell you, this bombshell that is about to be dropped, Trump alluded to it in his State of the Union address. He talked about the 14th Amendment. He said they're using this thing to bid anchor babies. And then what did he do? Donald Trump then said, okay, if you're pregnant, 9 months, 8 months pregnant, you're not getting into the United States on a visa. So he said, then he put these elite squads to go into L.A. and also so-called sanctuary cities. And he says, you know what? You're on notice. Regardless of what your law enforcement believes, our law enforcement's coming in to do its job. And then he sent his attorney general out and said, okay, sanctuary cities, you're going to get sued and we're going to withhold your funding because you are breaking the law. You are going against the Constitution. He is about to make turn this thing upside down, folks. Stay tuned. I know what I'm talking about. I know strategy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. senators are reviewing the U.S. response to the growing coronavirus threat. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is testifying on Capitol Hill, as is DHS Secretary Chad Wolf. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Wolf, we need some answers here as far as what's exactly going on.
Mr. Secretary, I'm going to hush here. You're supposed to keep us safe, and the American people deserve some straight answers on the coronavirus. And
Senator,
I'm not getting them from you.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is expected to take some heat tonight during the latest Democratic presidential debate. Sanders is looking to keep his momentum going in Saturday's South Carolina primary after wins in New Hampshire and Nevada. Meantime, former Vice President Joe Biden finished second in Nevada and is looking for a much-needed win in the Palmetto State. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The fake news narrative continues on the Obamas. Oh, baby. It does. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJ, well, let me just give you the KevinJacksonShow.com. Democrats, folks, contend that the Obamas reign supreme in politics, even to this day. Barack Obama comes out and says, it isn't Trump's economy, it's my economy. Donald Trump fired back and said, really? Well, then why did you say this or this or this? When they first elected Donald Trump, they talked about the economy improving, the stock market, and they gave it to Obama. And they polled people and says, is Trump inheriting Obama's economy? And something like 60% said yeah. Then after about 3 months, it was into the 50s. After about 6 months, it was into the 40s. And now very few people really believe that the Trump economy is the Obama economy. It's pretty tough when Obama's already put his foot in his mouth, said he couldn't save Carrier, that you were going to lose manufacturing jobs, get used to it, that the GDP would be below 2%. If you got lucky, it would be 2%. And Donald Trump, the floor is 2%. A GDP of 2% for Donald Trump is business as usual. No big deal. A GDP of 3.5% is easily achievable for Trump. But the fake news narrative about the Obama continues. Oh, they can do no wrong. Michelle Obama's going to do this. They got a Netflix deal. They got a big fat book deal. They got this, that, and the other. They are the new Beyonce and Jay-Z of Beyonce and Jay-Z. And if you believe that, then you're probably a 1980 throwback person who believes that the Clintons are relevant as well. That they're still a relevant couple. If you think the Obamas are relevant, you likely still believe Hillary Clinton has the clout to kill you whenever she wants. She lost that clout when she lost the election. Now, the Clintons did rule politics with an iron fist for decades. The Obamas, their time came and went, really around 2012. The Democrats continued this idea of Black Camelot through 2016 because they were too embarrassed to tell you that Hamilton, the play in New York, really sucks. Same with the Obamas. They don't want to tell you that. They want you to go spend your money and your political capital and then go around to the cocktail parties and go, you know, the Obamas were so dreamy. Oh, by the way, have you seen Hamilton? It's amazing. And all of them are just fooling themselves. By 2016, the constellation Obama all but faded into the deepest, darkest regions of the universe. Nobody cared. Nobody wanted to campaign with the Obamas. Look at the midterm elections of 2010 and 2014. You'd be hard-pressed to find anybody who said, please send Barack Obama to my district and campaign with me. But no, we still were regaled with how popular they were. The parties, every magazine cover. I told you guys, they won't even put the Trumps together on a magazine cover. And God forbid they put Melania on a magazine cover, because that woman, you know, she would make the Pope weep. You get what I'm saying? That said, Democrats want you to believe Obama's irrelevant, despite every indication contrary to that notion. And I can give you bona fide things to think about that completely dispel this idea. For example, Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton getting her butt kicked. Consider all the advantages Hillary Clinton had at the time. She had improved her gravitas. She was no longer just a junior senator from New York. She was then Secretary of State, running on the coattails of the affirmative action president, Baby Black Jesus. She leaves, runs the Clinton Global Initiative, makes millions of dollars. She's giving speeches. She's laundering money for every major drug dealer, major country that had, you know, some despot. She's laundering all their money. She's a racketeering organization running wide open. Nobody even cared. Hadn't filed their taxes right. Who cares? Get them in and we'll do. So what? We don't know where this money's coming from. You know, it's really funny. Every time something happens positive, you know, for a company, it seems like the Clintons had been by there or given a speech for $500,000, give or take. But despite all of that, all the advantages. Other advantages, the Electoral College slanted heavily towards Democrat gerrymandered districts. That's the reason why, go look at the map, the red map, the counties, and you got a blue dot or two in every state, and it carries the election when the state is bleeding red in every county because of gerrymandering. And the Electoral College is the reason why the Democrats go into every race. They want to get rid of it. And they go into every presidential race statistically ahead of the Republicans. Then Hillary participated in the attempted coup. It wasn't a coup at the time because Trump wasn't president, but they tried to stop a U.S. election from happening fairly. There's no doubt about this. The Democrats will say otherwise, but they know in their hearts they lied and cheated and did everything they could. Her boss, Barack Obama, weaponized the entire Department of Justice against Donald Trump, and the media participated in the collusion to thwart a presidential election, and they still lost. Democrats couldn't figure it out. How did we lose? To quote the Commodores, how could we lose with the stuff she used? 36, 24, 36, I would have went in hand because she ain't no brick house. Even if Hillary Clinton had been a brick house, she still was going to lose. But maybe you're still not convinced that the Obamas don't have the clout, the political clout that they said they have. Well, let's look at Joe Biden. Creepy Joe. Creepy sleepy Joe. Served in what the Democrats knowingly, falsely describe as the best presidency in history. And Biden performed his role as court jester better than anybody. So when the race for the presidency in 2020 occurred, to put things in Hillary Clinton's terms, the Democrats decided it's his turn. Sleepy, creepy Joe should become president of the United States. Who, do I hear a second? I second a motion. Joe Biden shall be president. So Joe Biden rolled out late. He didn't even start with the rest of the crew. He's like, why do I need to start with those clowns? Let them spend some money. I'll roll in under the vice president, under Baby Black Jesus, serving Camelot, Black Camelot. It'll all be good. Biden was going to easily get this done. He began to race polling in the low 40% range, and he started dropping like a rock from the moment he got in. His former boss wouldn't even endorse him. But it didn't stop Biden from taking credit for everything the administration supposedly accomplished. So even without Obama's endorsement, one would think that that, using my finger quotes, stellar record of accomplishment of nothing would carry Joe Biden through the primary, right? But it didn't. It's not going to. I don't think Joe Biden will be their candidate. Now, I'm having to think ahead here, but I don't think he will be. Every indicator is Joe Biden, look at the last debate. He went after Bloomberg, but pretty much read any of the articles about it. They say, well, he kind of faded into the woodwork after that because Joe Biden has nothing to say other than we've got to get that guy out of office. I mean, he's a danger to the Republic. It's like talking parrots. They don't have any original ideas. It's like a parrot. Parrots aren't really learning. What they do is they mimic. They hear something, they repeat it. Your parrot can sound really intelligent if you are. In the case of the Democrats, their parrots sound stupid. But in case you're still not convinced that the Obamas are yesterday's news, look at the black candidates who ran. I talked about it before on this show. Democrats had four black candidates in the presidential race. Three of them looked just like Obama, except one of them was a chick, who if Obama was a chick, he would have looked just like her, or she would have looked just like him if she was a dude. I'm talking about Kamala Harris. The last to leave the race was Deval Patrick. And at one point, I accused the two those two, Deval Patrick and Barack Obama, these light-skinned Negroes, of spooning. They were so close. There was a picture of Deval Patrick looking up at President Obama like he was, my baby, that's my baby right there, that's my boy. You know, it was creepy. Yep. Obama groomed Patrick for more than just poker night, but he groomed him to be a presidential contender. Governors make good presidents, but Deval Patrick had the shortest tenure in the race. He just dropped out. Now, forget Messam, because he had no shot. He was too black for the Democrats. But the other two black Democrats set up just like Deval Patrick. Just like him. Two light-skinned Negroes with no Negro dialects. That's right. So let's recap. Not that we don't have more, because I'm going to give you some more reasons why the Democrats are telling you they don't want another Obama. They don't want Barack. They don't want Michelle. One, Hillary Clinton's loss. Barack Obama brought in B and J, had a concert for Hillary to pull her over the finish line. It didn't work. They had Katy Perry. They had everybody. They were bringing rock stars in. Anybody that could help Hillary. Nothing happened. Right? Joe Biden. He's Barack Obama's boy. I mean, talk about a guy that's supposed to just get shoehorned in. He's got nothing going for him. Now we got four black candidates.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Yesterday's news, that's what most of these Democrats represent. They got nothing but old people. Once you think about who's gone, Andrew Yang, young, Asian, Julian Castro, young, Hispanic. Tulsi Gabbard, might as well be out of the race. Nobody cares about her. Young, Pacific Islander. Look at, I mean, on paper, some pretty good entrepreneurs, ex-military. I mean, pretty good credentials for many of these folks. Business people, lawyers, doctors, some politicians. Gone. Many of them reminding people of Barack Obama. Gone. You know, they always announce these things about the Obamas. Oh, the Obamas got to deal with Netflix. The Obamas got to deal with Netflix because the people of Netflix are, they're raving leftist. It isn't because it made sense. It's because, and if you believe that the Obamas or Netflix will get its money back because of the Obamas, you must be losing your mind. That would be a horrible investment. These people are hoping they can, they're trying to figure out a way to parlay this. And let me tell you what it's mostly based on. It's based on the notion that Donald Trump can't see his campaign through. That maybe the Obamas will be able to do something if the cake hits the fan at the convention. In fact, I read an article that said the convention, they're hoping that the Democrats during the brokered convention, the Obamas will step up and do something and save the day. Barack Obama will step in and say, I'll run for president again. It's okay. It don't matter if it ain't constitutional. Because, you know, they can't do nothing about us anyway. Look at what happened to McCabe. What are they going to do to me? You know, or shoehorn in Michelle. She'll come in and go, I want to run for president at the last minute because I want to give power to all the black women around the world. That is that. Whatever. You're waiting on that? Democrats. They are still waiting on something. I heard a thing, you know, it was like a clip or something from CNN or MSNBC saying one of the big politicos, the talking heads, you know, we need someone. They're still looking. They have two billionaires, senators, governors, congressmen, you name it. They got everybody. Entrepreneurs, they got them all. And they still don't know what they want. But Barack Obama's going to save the day. Like Mighty Mouse. Here he comes to save the day. And I'm telling you, if Barack Obama could save the day, he would have saved it during the time of Hillary Clinton. If he couldn't save it when he had the entirety of the Department of Justice at his beck and call, how do you think he's going to save it now? Oh, I know, that big database that Maxine Waters talks about. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks, kevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. How are they going to save it? How's he going to save the day? He may not even be able to save his hide. There's all kinds of rumors floating around about people now in the know about Barack Obama who are getting ready to drop dime on somebody. For you white folks, dropping a dime means they're about to tell on him. There are people out there who don't believe me. Art, Carl, a few others. Cake's going to hit the fan, but Kevin, when's it going to hit the fan? I don't know, but I'll tell you this. The cloak of invincibility is gone from Barack Obama. It's gone from Michelle Obama. Oh, she's so popular, Kevin. They put her on the cover of it. You know what? How you can judge the popularity of Melania Trump versus Michelle Obama? They won't put Melania on a cover. You want to know why? It would be an embarrassment to Michelle Obama. They won't do it. You know why they won't put Donald Trump on the cover of something? Because it would embarrass Barack Obama. If they weren't afraid of them, they would put him on the covers. Ask yourself a very simple question, folks. Why? How on God's green earth do you not put a former supermodel who still looks like a supermodel and is the First Lady of the United States, illegal immigrant in this country, how does she not end up on 15 covers every month in on the magazines? How does she not? The only way that happens is you must fear her. And they fear her. They fear. Oh, Donald Trump's afraid of Joe Biden. Really? Donald Trump wanted to thwart an election because he was afraid of Joe Biden. Donald Trump wanted to get Ukraine to look into the Bidens because he was afraid of losing against Biden in a head-to-head matchup. A dude who comes in fifth place in New Hampshire or Iowa, I mean, can't even get in the top three, with name recognition and running on the coattails of baby black Jesus, the Democrats' supposed best president in the history of histories. And they want you to believe that Barack Obama has the juice. The juice is loose. He couldn't get Hillary across the finish line. He can't get Biden across the finish line. He can't even get Biden across the starting line. He can't get Biden to the gate. And then when he got other people into the gate, into the mix, for black folks, the Democrats soundly reminded them, we are done with light-skinned Negroes with no Negro dialects. No more. So despite Kamala Harris's attempt to get Joe Biden, which she kind of did to a degree, Cory Booker never got any traction, and I already talked about Deval Patrick, Obama's little, let's just say, Sally, his girlfriend in prison, had they gone, and who knows. Anyway, he didn't do any good anyway. He didn't even make a mark. He didn't make a dent in the election. For all intents and purposes, he never was in it. Kamala Harris looks like Barack Obama's twin sister. Or if Barack Obama was a girl, he'd look like her. Or if Kamala Harris was a boy, she'd look like him. That's how close they are. Cory Booker was essentially Barack Obama's little bro. And neither of those Negroes did any better than Al Sharpton in presidential bids. Historical footnotes at best. But they want you to believe Barack Obama is the man. And I'm telling you, there are people right now at the highest levels of government, and they are plotting their out plans. They've got their bug out bags, and they're saying, you know what? When the cake hits the fan, when the crap comes down, I don't want to be anywhere near this shrapnel or Barack Obama or anybody else. People are trying to avoid the Obamas. They don't want to be around those guys. They know what happened. And you know what happened. It's amazing how much of the infrastructure of Obama was dedicated to the destruction of Donald Trump, when you think about it. It's amazing. And yet they didn't get him. They're not going to get him. And I'm waiting on the day when I get proven right. I get proven right a lot on the Blasey Ford stuff, you know, those lying skanks. I got proven right on that. I knew I was right. I was the guy standing alone, taking the barbs, taking the hits. So what? I know I'm right. Many of you feel the same way. You write to me. When I see you out, you tell me the same thing. I'm right about this, too. I'm right that the Democrats have to fake people into believing the relevancy of Barack Obama. They're saying he will be the person to get it all straightened out at the broker convention. Let me tell you something. The people that don't like, that are pro-Bernie, they don't give a crap about Barack Obama. Not even the optics of booing him. Don't be surprised if Barack Obama ends up at that convention and gets booed. Going to be something to see. Don't be surprised at all. The Democrats can control none of the apparatus that they need in order to make their to have a successful presidential race. They got none of it. They no longer even enjoy that big Electoral College lead that they had in the past. That's pretty much evaporated. How? Donald Trump going to these places. Oh, by the way, here's another test if you want. It's not going to happen. Maybe it will. Donald Trump goes to the final, you know, some baseball, basketball deal or baseball or NASCAR. And you know what people do? They hoop and they holler, yeah, Mr. President. They show a picture of Barack Obama or Barack and Michelle. And you know what half the audience does? They boo it. Half the audience boos. That would have been unheard of in 2010, 2009. Would have been unheard of. People would go to jail for less. And Roger Stone, he may be sitting there thinking, you know, it's pretty crappy that they put me in jail for blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you, boo Barack Obama in 2009 and we may never see you again. Be like the Chinese. So it's a fallacy. to believe these people are popular. And if that's their most popular person, and Barack Obama, in irony, does remain the most popular Democrat, if he is their most popular person, what does it say about the state of the party?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.